Australia is on track to become the first country in the world to be free of cervical cancer by 2035. Cervical cancer is the fourth cause of cancer-related deaths in women worldwide. And the eradication of the disease is becoming possible due to the combined approach through successful vaccination and screening programs. Samara Thorpe, Community Education Project Manager of Cancer Council SA, joins us on the line now to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning, and good morning, listeners.
So how has the school immunisation program been so successful?
Well, the chronic HPV infection is responsible for almost all cervical cancer cases in Australia. This fantastic vaccination program that you mentioned before through the school's immunisation program offers protection against these HPV types that cause most of the cervical cancers. And it's because of the uptake of this vaccination program and because of the new cervical screening test that we really will start to see HPV drop, and then which will lead to the elimination of cervical cancer, which is fantastic news for women in Australia.
So what's new about this new screening test?
So the new test, it's better than the pap smear. So we took a good program, which was the pap smear test, and made it much better by introducing the new cervical screening test. So as your listeners may know, the previous test looked for abnormal cells or precancerous cells in the cervix, but the new test is going to do one step better, and it's going to look for HPV, which causes almost all cervical cancers. And Australian research shows that it's expected to drop cervical cancer incidence and mortality by at least 20%, which is fantastic, excellent for women.
That is very excellent news. And how has Australia become the world leader in reducing this disease?
Well, thanks to Cancer Council research, we have this fantastic vaccination program, which is set to reduce cases of cervical cancer, you know, to less than 4 in 100,000 by 2035. And we have our new cervical screening program, which means that women will have a better test, they'll be better monitored if GPs are concerned by anything, which will essentially lead to the eradication of cervical cancer in Australia. So we're the first country to be able to achieve this, which again is fantastic for us and means that cervical cancer will soon become something that women don't have to deal with anymore.
We're speaking with Samara Thorpe about the actions that are making it possible to eradicate cervical cancer in Australia by 2035. So how was that projection reached?
So we've got herd immunity basically happening from the HPV vaccination. So all boys and girls aged around 12 to 13 years will get the HPV vaccination through the school's program. That creates a great herd immunity and increases the immunity of young people to fight off the HPV vaccination. When women reach the age of 25, they'll start their cervical screening testing. But what we'll see by the year 2022 is that cervical cancer rates will drop to less than 6 in 100,000, making it a rare cancer. And then by 2035, it'll be 4 in 100,000, so almost eradicated. But according to our scientific terms, that means it's so rare that it is eradicated.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's about only 50 or 60% of women who do participate in the screening program, which might be caused maybe due to a lack of information. Where can women find further information about cervical cancer and its screening tests?
So we invite women, of course, to have a conversation with their GP at their next appointment about when they need to screen and how often. So we recommend that women start their first cervical screening test 2 years after their last pap smear. And then if everything's okay, they'll move to their 5-yearly testing. If everything's not okay, then, you know, they'll get much more personalised care. But for further information, you can also call our Cancer Council nurses on 13 11 20, or you can visit cervicalscreening.org.au.
That's really good to know. I think it's time to go to my GP. How hopeful, Tamara, are you that Australia will be cervical cancer-free by 2035?
Very hopeful. The recent Cancer Council research shows that we are absolutely the world leaders. And people are watching us and watching our program and looking at our research, and we're showing that, yeah, we are at top of the game on this one, and we'll have it eradicated within 20 years, which is fantastic.
Well, Tamara, thank you so much for your time this morning and your continued work.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day, everybody.
Tamara Thorpe there from Cancer Council SA, speaking about the programs which are helping Australia become possibly the first country to eliminate cervical cancer by 2035.